local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 49 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. We don't normally do this, but let's start off with a traffic update right now, because we do have a few very heavy slowdowns. And Austin, we've been talking now for a couple of hours about this slowdown on the 3 Mile Bridge.
Right.
Texter is also letting us know on Quintet Road, about a few miles west of the Santa Rosa shooting center. That is heavy slowdowns in both directions there. Texter letting us know that. So if you're trying to either get to or from Santa Rosa County via Quintet Road, that is not possible right now due to that those blockages. And we also have Scenic Highway, right?
Yes, Scenic Highway. If you are traveling westbound towards Olive Road, that traffic light there, you are basically going to be backed up all the way to where I-10 is. That is heavily congested at this time, and it has been that way for a while. And the biggest one right now of this evening has been if you are traveling southbound on a 3 Mile Bridge trying to come over Pensacola Bay and get into Gulf Breeze, you're basically going to be backed up over halfway through the bridge at that point.
All right. We'll get the latest of what we can find out in about 3 minutes, but just wanted to let listeners know that, of course, you know, we've been away for 10 minutes there. So that's, you know, what we do around here. 512, getting our top three stories here. The police chief in Kansas City says the Super Bowl shooting started as a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire. Chief Stacy Graves said half of the 22 victims under the age of 16, and also police identifying the person who was killed as Lisa Lopez, who worked as a DJ on KKFI radio in Kansas City.
To her friends and family, we are with you, and we are working tirelessly to investigate her murder.
Also today, Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is being pressed about cash and vacation she took with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
They do whatever he tells them. He's like on a first name basis with these people. They do it, and then he tells me how much it is, and I give him the money back.
Wade earlier took the stand in the hearing to determine whether Willis should be tossed from the Georgia election interference case because of their romantic relationship. Wade says they split the cost of trips to Aruba, Belize, and a cruise, and Willis paid in cash, but he couldn't produce deposit receipts. Willis also says she doesn't have bank receipts either, but she has always has a lot of cash inside her home and uses that. So a couple of Dave Ramsey disciples, I suppose. The special counsel who led the year-long probe into President Biden's classified documents case will be testifying publicly next month. Robert Hur will do that on March 12th in front of the House Judiciary Committee. In addition to the testimony, Republicans are also requesting audio recordings and transcripts. Hur announced that no charges would be filed despite finding evidence that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified information. He also asserted that a jury would be sympathetic towards Biden, painting him as an elderly man with memory issues. Quick question. Do you suppose that the House Judiciary Committee will hone in more on Hur as far as like him not pressing charges? Or do you think that this is just a all-out assault on President Biden and his mental faculties and more of a political thing versus going after her because they didn't charge him? Is my question making sense?
I think so. I personally think this is, obviously, even if there is validity to like some legal case, whether you pursue, whether you don't, it is really irrelevant. I do think it points to the bigger issue of just going after Biden. And that is the talking point. Rick Scott said it earlier, but it's like we've known about his mental questionability for a while. This is just adding to it. And that's what Republicans are really pushing right now, especially considering the Democrats are increasingly questioning it. So I think this is just all trying to point the finger at that.
Yeah. 5:15. All right. Get a full traffic report here. Several issues to make you aware of.
Yes, absolutely. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Yes. So the biggest issues are ones that we already kind of hinted at. We do have an accident report on Quintet Road. It is between a small bridge over here and Rocky Branch Road. So if you are in that area, we've got traffic severely backed up going both ways there. Also, we touched on this one. If you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, you're going to be backed up well past the halfway point of Three Mile Bridge. It is in standstill traffic right now. Scenic Highway traveling west towards the light with Olive Road. That traffic light's had a lot of backups there, and it was recently backed up all the way to I-10. That does appear to be lessening, though, so maybe that will be improving. Outside of that, the only other really severe ones are Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, and Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile.
All right. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Cold weather moves out for now. Friday, a little bit easier to deal with. Low temperatures on Friday morning only in the 50s, and high temperatures on Friday near the 70s. We'll have also a small chance for rain, about 20%, spotty showers throughout the day. Higher rain chance on Saturday with highs about 73 degrees. Rain chance on Saturday sits at about 50%. Showers and thunderstorms possible. The highest chance for rain will be Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Right now, mostly cloudy skies and sitting at 59 degrees, just getting down to 51 tonight. Taking a look at some quick local headlines. So if you have been following the controversy around Escambia County EMS, of course, last week it all started with, well, it didn't all start then, but it was kind of brought to light, especially with the additional media attention on the letter that was sent by the EMS union, vote of no confidence against the chief and deputy chief. So yesterday we had on Andrew's show in the morning, the head of the EMS union on that interview where he said in part that the union had not heard from the county. At the same time that interview was going on, we also had the coffee with the commissioner, with Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, in which County Administrator Wes Moreno and Chief David Torsell were on there, pointing to a culture that was toxic when Torsell came along. He's been trying to change the culture. They've increased pay, all that stuff. So it definitely, he said type deal that's been going on. So County Administrator Moreno on the Pensacola Morning News today highly would recommend you listening to that if you have been following this, if you haven't heard it and you're at all interested. Very testy, I would say, for the most part. Here was a snippet of that.
If they want to come to the table, if they want to be reasonable, then that's fine. We'll sit down and we'll be reasonable. And you know what? And I'm not saying things are perfect, because they're not. There are things that I learned last week that we absolutely need to address, and we absolutely need to work on. And we will, and we are.
So Moreno is essentially saying that, no, I haven't reached out to the union. The reason why is because he said he doesn't respond to ultimatums, but if the union would like to provide him with specifics, his door is open, and they know where to find me. That was the basic gist of what he had to say. PPD will be joining Escambia and Santa Rosa Sheriff's Offices by outfitting their officers with TruNarc devices. It's a device that can detect drugs, what specifically the drug is, using lasers. The department is looking to spend $150,000 from opioid settlement money that the county and city received. Also, the city of Pensacola targeting July 1st as the launching date for the new red light camera program. Cameras will be set up along 9th Avenue at Bayou, Airport, Fairfield, and Gregory, along with Davis Highway and Fairfield Drive. And then also in local headlines, a person of interest in a attempted sexual assault case. Images shared by the Pensacola Police Department. This happened at around 3:15 yesterday afternoon near Palafox and Scott Streets. We have posted those photos of the suspect to our News Radio Facebook page. 5:20 right now, state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. At different times in our lives, we all have problems. Health problems, financial problems, relationship problems. But at no point are any of these problems our biggest problem. The biggest problem facing mankind is the sin problem. When Jesus came to the earth, he didn't solve everyone's health troubles, although he did help a few. He didn't solve everyone's financial trouble, although he did provide food for some. He didn't solve everyone's relationship problems, although a few were helped in that way. But when Jesus came to the earth, he did solve the problem of sin for everyone. He died a substitutionary death in your place and in mine. All we have to do is call upon him for salvation. Jesus is the greatest problem solver in human history.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
For a short month, February sure has a lot going on. The big game, Mardi Gras, Valentine's, and President's Day, to name a few. So, what else can we celebrate? How about a very low interest rate and $500 cash when you finance a 2024 Volkswagen at Piedmore Imports? That's right. Piedmore Imports now offers 1.9% financing for 48 months on all 2024 Tiguan and Taos models, plus $500 customer cash. The 2024 Tiguan S from $29,101 and financing for 1.9% at 48 months. The 2024 Taos S from $24,991 and 1.9% financing at 48 months. Plus the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta S, now from $22,481 with available financing of 1.9% at 48 months. These deals won't last long, so hurry to Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rates and bonus cash from qualifying credit to PCI. Must take retail delivery by March 4th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, we'll start with the biggest problem so far this evening, and it appears like it will be for the foreseeable future. 3 Mile Bridge, if you are heading southbound into Gulf Breeze, that is heavily backed up. It's basically going to have you backed up the better part of the entirety of the bridge, well over Pensacola Bay there. That does not appear like it is going to lessen anytime soon. And that's really been the story so far for this evening. If you are traveling westbound on Scenic Highway towards the light with Olive Road, we've still got some heavy backups in that area. For a moment, they looked like it was dying down, but that appears to not be the case at this time. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, still got some issues there. And if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, you're going to have some issues in that area as well. Lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got pretty extensive backups there that's basically going to back you up to where you're basically touching North Navy Boulevard.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain showers and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
I think I said basically like 8 times in that traffic report. I said basically a lot. But basically, there's roads backed up in some places.
Oh, yeah. Texter just letting us know, just sat on the bridge for 25 minutes. Gulf Breeze needs to do this at night. So, yeah, it's construction.
Yeah.
We saw the same thing yesterday, although I don't think it ever got close to being over the full span of the 3-mile bridge.
Oh, no, it's much worse today.
Yeah. Yeah, we could reach out and see, like, hey, what's the deal with the construction? How long it's supposed to last? Because, yeah, this is 2 straight days of this, and obviously today was a lot worse than yesterday. Taking a look around the Sunshine State, Florida Senator Rick Scott is the latest to call for the removal of President Biden based on the 25th Amendment.
You know, he's a frail old man with a weak memory, and he's leading our country, commander of our armed forces, controls the nuclear code. I think it's a pretty dangerous time.
Scott says, quote, we've always known he's been incompetent, but says it's only gotten worse with age. And if elected, Biden would be 86 years old at the end of his second term.
And Governor Ron DeSantis says that some school book challenges have gone too far. And now he's asking that the Florida Department of Education take action against people who are politicizing the parental objection process to weed out inappropriate books.
It's trying to obscure the reason why parents have been concerned, and they're basically trying to just confuse the issue to act like classic works are somehow not welcome. Nothing could be further from the truth.
He says that classics like To Kill a Mockingbird, Romeo and Juliet, Charlotte's Web, and The Diary of Anne Frank are, in fact, not banned.
Florida's gambling addiction hotline is ringing off the hook since sports betting became legal in December. Jennifer Krause with Florida Council on Compulsive Gambling says there are only 8 paramutuals funding resources for problem gamblers. Last fiscal year, they had 26,000 calls to the hotline. She predicts it'll be a lot bigger this year.
You know, the numbers that we see only represent the people that are, you know, do acknowledge that they have a problem and are willing to seek help and have access to that help.
Yeah, and this is just December that legalized, and already they're getting this influx of calls.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, that sucks. A bill that would prohibit anyone under the age of 21 from working in a strip club is advancing in Florida legislature. A Senate committee this week passed SB 1690, introduced by Jacksonville Republican Senator Clay Yarborough. It would ban anyone under 21 from working in an adult entertainment establishment, including adult bookstores, adult theaters, special cabarets, or unlicensed massage facilities. The bill notes that these establishments are widely recognized as being significant parts of the sex trafficking network.
Yeah, and finally, Florida lawmakers worried a new bill making its way through would increase the number of high school dropouts. The measure that passed a state house committee would provide college tuition assistance to students who didn't graduate high school. Through the GATE program, students would have to maintain at least a 2.0 grade point average and complete their education within 3 years. 5:30 right now, very heavy traffic. In Gulf Breeze, 3-mile bridge, the right lane is closed. So along with the construction, people jockeying to get over. But 3-mile bridge is not pretty picture right now. Quintet Road also closed in the both lanes due to an accident.
Fox News, I'm
John Saucier, Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, testifying in Georgia's ongoing 2020 election interference case about claims she improperly benefited from a relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, who she brought in to help prosecute this case.
We would have brutal arguments about the fact that I am your equal. I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion. And so there was tension always in our relationship, which is why I would give him his money back. I don't need anybody to foot my bills.
Well, former President Trump's co-defendants claim Willis improperly benefited by taking trips with Wade because he was receiving taxpayer dollars to work on the case. The Republican-led House Judiciary Committee holding a public hearing March 12th with Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Hur, who found evidence President Biden mishandled classified information, but also concluded criminal charges were not warranted. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Restaurant Brands International is looking to expand its restaurant locations by about a third over the next 4 years. The parent company of Burger King, Popeyes, Firehouse Subs, and Tim Hortons currently has more than 30,000 restaurants, but it wants to have at least 40,000 by 2028, with a goal of $60 billion in system-wide sales. Earlier this week, Restaurant Brands reported quarterly earnings and revenue that topped analysts' expectations. Several exclusive Xbox games will soon be making their way to rival consoles. In an announcement today, the video gaming brand and parent company Microsoft said that four Xbox games will no longer be exclusive, though the specific games weren't immediately identified. A new record closing high for the S&P 500 today. The broad market index rose 29 points to just under 5030. The Dow Jones Industrials leaped 349 points, not quite to a record, though. The NASDAQ Composite tacked on 47. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Autotrader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Autotrader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and Autotrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Steve Young had this to say to me about San Francisco's players admitting they didn't know the new overtime rules.
And the players, when they said that after the game, it was alarming that they didn't understand the context of what they were going through. And it is a new rule, but that is not a good look. Yeah, there's no defending it.
Steve Young is spot on, and I still don't understand how when Kyle Shanahan had 2 weeks to get ready for the big game, how he didn't correctly prepare for the possibility of OT with this team. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Starting with Quintet Road, we've got an accident report near, what road is this here? Rocky Branch Road? Is that what that's called? I believe so. Yes, near Rocky Branch Road, we had an accident report near there that's causing a lot of congestion going both ways. It's also near the bridge as well. There's a short bridge in this area causing a lot of issues going both ways there that you're going to need to look out for. And then we've got Gulf Breeze. If you're traveling southbound on the 3-mile bridge over Pensacola Bay trying to get into Gulf Breeze, we've got construction going on there. Gave us some trouble yesterday. Pales in comparison to how much issues we've got there now. It is standstill traffic well over halfway through the bridge there. So if you're trying to get over that bridge, you are going to be sitting there a while. Also still got some backups, though they are dying down. If you're traveling westbound on Scenic Highway towards the traffic light there with Olive Road, once again, that's westbound on Scenic. Not too severe, but it is still giving us some trouble. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, got some severe backups there. And the same can be said if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast.
Cold weather moves out for now. Friday, a little bit easier to deal with. Low temperatures on Friday morning only in the 50s, and high temperatures on Friday near the 70s. We'll have also a small chance for rain, about 20%, spotty showers throughout the day. Higher rain chance on Saturday with highs about 73 degrees. Rain chance on Saturday sits at about 50%. Showers and thunderstorms possible. The highest chance for rain will be Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 5:39, listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at around our national headlines, the White House today speaking on the cryptic message from the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee warning of a serious national security threat.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
Okay, so not a nuclear weapon floating around in space, but anti-satellite capabilities from outer space. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the capability has not been deployed by Russia and there's no immediate threat to anybody's safety.
And a watchdog report says that the Federal Bureau of Prisons failed to stop nearly 200 deaths by suicide. The Department of Justice Inspector General report attributed it to a combination of recurring policy violations and operational failures. It's based on a review of 344 inmate deaths from 2014 to 2021, 187 of which were suicides. The report noted that some facilities did not run mock suicide drills that they are required to do 3 times a year.
A white woman who was accused of misidentifying as a black woman a decade ago has now lost her teaching job in Arizona That's Rachel Dolezal, as she was known before legally changing her name, was let go from her job at a Tucson-area elementary school after the school district discovered she was posting adult content on her OnlyFans account. The now 46-year-old made headlines back in 2015 for pretending to be black while acting as a civil rights leader and African studies professor in Washington State.
Quite the legacy.
I wonder how that interview went with the Tucson area elementary school. So anything we should know about? No, not really. Okay.
Well, the thing is, it says her name was Rachel Dolezal before she changed her name. Right. So maybe she tried to escape some of the heat. I don't know. Let's see. The Navy is making several changes to their appearance guidelines. Female sailors are now allowed to wear women's T-shirts and to wear false eyelashes and eyelash extensions. The Navy is also getting rid of a rule against sailors having their hands in their pockets, which had previously been covered under uniform regulations. The San Diego Union Tribune says that sailors made the requests, seeing some of the rules as restrictive.
Yeah, well, going back to the Dolezal story, because that was wild back then, but she changed her name to with the identity that she was pretending to be black. So she was born Rachel Dolezal, a white woman. She changed it to Nkechi Diallo. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's, yeah. So, but I guess, you know, molding young minds, Tucson Elementary
in
School
all the wrong
had
ways.
had no problems with that until the OnlyFans account there.
My goodness.
542. What's happening in the world of sports tonight?
Well, a lot of stuff with basketball, but since it's predominantly basketball, we'll get the non-basketball news out of the way first. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says that he will be stepping down from his position. He told reporters at MLB Spring Training Media Day on Thursday that he will do so in January of 2029. That is when his contract expires. That time frame will see Manfred spend 14 years as commissioner, which he said was enough. He will be 70 years old when that day comes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And also in NBA news here, because as I said, a lot going on in basketball. We got Bucks at Grizzlies at 7:30 on TNT. And tonight is also the last night of games before the NBA All-Star break. After tonight, regular season action will not resume until next Thursday. That's going to be February 22nd. We had a couple of altercations here, one in the trade deadline, one with the law. Police in Phoenix say that they arrested a Detroit Pistons player after a pregame altercation with a Phoenix Suns player turned violent Wednesday night. Let's see. Pistons player Isaiah Stewart and Suns player Drew Eubanks started in the they had an argument that started in the arena's parking garage as they arrived. It then escalated when Stewart punched Eubanks. Stewart was arrested for assault, issued a citation, and released. My goodness.
You know, the coach probably woke up yesterday morning 8-46 saying, man, this season can't get any worse.
That's their record then, now? They've got eight? Good
yeah,
for them.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
Big improvement on what it was last month. But, yeah, so, and then, you know, listen, if you want to get into a fight with an NBA player, do it on the hardwood so yeah. then you just get the technical foul, and then everybody moves on.
There you go. I agree 100%. The Warriors attempted to make a major splash at the trade deadline last week. ESPN reports that Golden State had made an unsuccessful bid to trade for Los Angeles Lakers superstar forward LeBron James. Neither the Lakers nor James were willing to consider the potential blockbuster. I wonder if maybe, I don't know, this time like last year or the year before that when the Warriors were doing better, if he would have accepted. I don't know.
I don't know. It may not have anything necessarily to do with the Warriors as much as I just think LeBron loves Los Angeles and loves being a Laker.
Well, and he's talked about his whole, like, I want to play with my son thing. So that may be the only reason he's willing to move
well,
at this
you know,
age.
Bronny is at USC.
Right.
And so getting the opportunity to, when they're not on the road, if Bronny has a game, he can go watch him. So I think that has a lot to do with it, too. You know, LeBron, his legacy, now whether you think he's the best player of all time, the second best or wherever, his legacy is pretty much secure.
Oh, no.
And so I think at this point it's a different scene for him than it would have been five, six, 7 years ago.
Yeah, he has nothing to prove.
5:45, getting up and down the roads.
Well, we're so in sync, Joe. That's awesome.
That's right.
5:45, another quick check of the roads and weather here. We'll start with, 3 Mile Bridge. If you are traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze, we've got some construction in that area that's causing heavy backups. It has been all evening. If you are heading southbound on 3 Mile Bridge, you're going to be backed up well past the halfway point of that bridge there, and that does not appear like it is going to lessen anytime soon. We had some issues on Scenic Highway traveling westbound towards Olive Road. That has seemingly subsided, luckily. Pine Forest Road still giving us some issues if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road or southbound trying to get onto I-10 West. We also had an accident on Quintet Road, which I can no longer find the accident report. Where is that at? Joe, do you see that on your screen?
Where are we talking?
Quintet. I'm looking for it.
So it's about a mile or two west of the Santa Rosa Gun Shooting Center.
Right.
So it's still there. Looks like it's primarily, it's pretty backed up both directions.
But
still.
Yeah, it's going both ways.
But it looks like it's in the westbound lane.
Oh, the accident itself, you mean?
Yeah, but I know that they've been having closures both directions. So, yeah, Rocky Branch Road just west of there,
yep.
A little further down, you've got the Quintet boat ramp.
Well, regardless of how poorly I can see on my map here, that is the last spot that should be giving you severe issues. Outside of that, there shouldn't be anything holding you up for too long.
All right, weather right now, it is 59 degrees, just 51 overnight tonight. Should be pretty comfy with some clouds and 40% chance of rain on Friday, 63 for a high, 52 tomorrow night. Showers are going to continue through Saturday, then a bit of a cold front's going to move through for Sunday. We will have sunshine, high of just 56, and overnight low Sunday will be in the mid-30s, so prepare yourselves accordingly. Health, business, and science notes. Elon Musk says SpaceX is no longer incorporated in Delaware after a state court avoided his $56 billion pay package with Tesla. Musk was angry after the Delaware court revoked his compensation, ruling in favor of a shareholder who argued it was negotiated by directors who had close ties with Musk. So the company is now incorporated in Texas.
And mortgage rates in the U.S. are jumping after strong employment and inflation reports. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.77% this week. That's up from 6.64% the previous week, according to Freddie Mac data. It's still higher than a year ago, though, when the average rate was just over 6.3%.
Also, the FDA recalling nearly 60 products containing contaminated dairy. A national outbreak of listeria has been linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Rizzo Lopez Foods, sold under a dozen or so brand names. The recall has also been extended to salad kits, taco kits, and other products sold nationwide, including Walmart, Costco, Whole Foods, and Trader Joe's. The outbreak is linked to 2 deaths and 23 hospitalizations.
And smoking might be banned from outdoor dining in New York City. This week, the city's health department said it is going to amend the current law that currently lets you smoke tobacco and vape outdoors. Back in 2003, smoking was banned in New York City offices, restaurants, and bars. And then in 2011, smoking was banned in outdoor parks.
Pop culture notes today, Shakira is returning with her first studio album since 2017. She announced her album called Women No Longer Cry on Thursday. It'll be the first full-length project from Shakira since her public split with former Barcelona star defender Gerard Piqué.
And Paramount's Bob Marley biopic is already setting records, understandably. Seems like a great film. Bob Marley, One Love, brought in $14 million Wednesday, breaking the record for biggest midweek Valentine's Day opening. The film starring Kingsley Ben-Adir is projected to earn $30 million in its first 6 days through the President's Day holiday.
Also, an off-Broadway show is going to parody the women in former President Trump's life. Five, the parody musical, will be singing about Trump's two ex-wives, Melania, his current wife, as well as daughter Ivanka, and Stormy Daniels. The title of the show is a parody of the Broadway musical Six about the wives of Henry VIII. Michael Cohen will be the MC of a preview of the show on Thursday, and that's funny in itself.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be just like any other politically fueled show. It's like some people are going to love it, some are going to hate it. Costumes, props, and other items from iconic films are headed to auction this week. Items up for grabs include Hannibal Lecter's mask in The Silence of the Lambs, Yoda's walking stick from Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, and a hoverboard used by Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future Part 2. Costumes and props from Marvel, Harry Potter, and Jurassic Park franchises are also available for purchase. The live auction will take place Friday in Los Angeles, and absentee bidding is already underway on Studio Auction's website.
Yeah, Yoda's walking stick, I think, would be pretty cool to have there.
Yeah, no, intriguing. I think it's cool.
5:50, we'll take a break there. Got some wacky stuff and good news to finish up Pensacola right now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We can feel it when we wake up. We're all traveling, because tonight we're sitting around the table. The holiday when we're able.
5:54, News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. What's so funny?
Is that not a Christmas song?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. What was it?
It's called Something in the Air, which does not sound holiday at all. But then I heard like a Kris Kringle like tune, and then I heard holiday, and that's why I'm like,
I'll have to do a little research on that. That's going to happen. One that I'm familiar with.
That's going to happen on like a monthly basis. I think America just needs to get on board.
I've accepted that. all right, so Pensacon, we got a pair of tickets to give away here. Austin, I discovered somebody else that I have heard of before.
Who's
and
that?
That is Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, yeah.
He is going to be there.
He's a regular, I believe.
Oh, is he?
He's shown up to multiple in the past.
So the Incredible Hulk is what he is known for. So first person to text the Incredible Hulk to 850-437-1620 gets a pair of Pensacon tickets happening next weekend at the Pensacola Bay Center. 555, get an update on the roads.
Thank you, Joe. Let's see. Quintet Road. I couldn't see it last time. I got it here now, though, so we'll get that one out of the way first. We have an accident report on Quintet. It's near Rocky Branch Road, just a little bit west of that. We've got a lot of backups going both ways there. Hopefully, it should start to die down soon, but it has been giving us trouble for a while. Also, another one that's been giving us even worse problems is if you're traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to come into Gulf Breeze. We've got some severe backups in that area due to some construction going on there. If you're traveling that way, that's going to have you backed up over the halfway point of Three Mile Bridge, so that does not appear like it's going to die down anytime soon. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we got some backups there still. And if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got issues there also.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain, showers, and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joseph. 556. By the way, who is the artist who wrote that song? Do you have that readily available?
Yeah, one moment. Let's see all here. Right. It is Grayson Sanders and Jono.
And you said that was what was it called?
Something in the Air.
Okay.
This is a fun little. If you enjoy Christmas and like
okay,
Christmas
yes,
nostalgia,
yes, that is 100%. Yes, that is a Christmas song. So, okay, confirmed.
If you enjoy Christmas like I do, that can be a fun little monthly activity for us. We can to keep
whether we like it or not. Yes, that is that's what happens.
Keeping our spirits up.
Wacky and weird stories today. My worst nightmare.
What's that?
If I was on a flight to anywhere in the country, this would be not good. Passengers of a Delta International flight were relieved to get off the plane after maggots fell from an overhead cabin onto economy passengers about an hour after takeoff. So the flight was going from Amsterdam to Detroit, so it had to turn around, fly an hour back. A suitcase containing rotten fish was in the overhead bin. It broke open, and maggots began to fall on the unsuspecting passengers. The suitcase was put in a bag and burned while the cabin was cleaned as well. So a vicious prank, perhaps? I don't know, but yikes.
I'm not laughing. A pair of climate protesters were arrested after dumping pink powder over the case containing the U.S. Constitution. The vandalism took place yesterday afternoon at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. Security guards stood by while the incident unfolded, and it took several minutes before police arrived and took the two men into custody. They say the Constitution appeared undamaged and is encased in, quote, the most scientifically advanced housing that preservation technology can provide.
Well, we knew that because of National Treasure.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
We enjoy it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a good one.
Good news today. We'll give a local one here. Some give chocolates or flowers for Valentine's, but a local doctor does something really special every Valentine's, and he's done it for over three decades. Optometrist Dr. Gene Teresa provides free eye exams.
So this is for people with no insurance, low incomes, and some of them have hit hard times. So this is a way to help them out.
He has for 37 years been a part of Doctors with a Heart, an organization that gives free medical, dental, and vision care for those who need it. Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And kind of bad news, good news here. Back in November, a Florida woman was gored by a bull and it broke her rib. But it ended up being a good thing because when they were doing scans at the ER, doctors spotted lung cancer, and doctors say it could have been fatal had they not detected it sooner.
And two kids from Colorado were just awarded the first ever athletic scholarships to play D1 cornhole. Jackson Remick and Gavin Haman, they won their first ever high school championship in 21 and repeated it a year later. And they're going to play D1 cornhole for Winthrop University in South Carolina. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that was a varsity sport.